character who everybody in Malin know about Malin Head, a man called Manus.
I knew him through his son John, and we were in the States visiting my family for Christmas one year. It was John's first Christmas outside of Ireland, and he thought he was going to be away from his family. But it turned out that Manus had an uncle who had gone to America. He was the only one of that family that I know of that went to America. While we were visiting the cousin in America, she came out with a letter that he had written in 1944. And she had pictures of when Rose and Manus were married that his son had never seen. And we brought those back. And I wrote a poem about Manus that was based on the story of the letter. It's called Manus. Ireland's too small for me, he wrote, on blue airmail stationery to his Yankee cousins in 1944. I've got travelling feet. I'll be away as soon as this war's over. Then a daring wee girl winked at him across a Carn dance hall. Their wedding photos show earnest men with linked arms and glasses of whiskey, smiling flower-printed girls and white laundry spread on the bush behind. Then wife and children weighed him down like the Malin stones she put on the corners to keep her drying sheets in Inishowen. He's a repository of respectability, relics, teaching, and tales, an Om stone standing tall in the country he never left. For a while, I gave him an eager ear, curiosity, a chain of postcards from far-off places, and the innocent irreverence of the uninitiated. He gave me white fields of migrating swans and a red fox on Schliefschnapp, green holly in the Glen of Portaw, and silver birch, the oldest tree in Ireland. Brown birds entering open doors at Slavery and the white cottage where his mother lived and died. A black hunting dog, Jim's shadow, pawing for old times and white bread and butter at Glendough's back door. A grey haunted house by a still lake. And the Four Masters, Ulster place names. Eyes that glinted with conspiratorial humour, and for a while his youngest son. Now he hesitates, feet shuffling at thresholds between rooms echoing with the wee girl's loss. And when he looks at me, I'm never quite sure who it is he sees.